Summing up, our ancestors. The first mammals which appeared about 200 million years ago may be considered human beings' oldest ancestors. The primates, the order we belong to, appeared about 60 million years ago. Some of the most important characteristics of all primates are opposable thumbs, stereoscopic vision with high visual acuity, parental care, and standing erect. Primates are generally subdivided into two main groups, the prosimians and the anthropoidae. Present-day prosimians are small and medium-sized arboreal animals. The anthropoidae include monkeys, anthropomorphic monkeys, and human beings. Hominids. Many fossils have been found of Australopithecus and Paranthropus, the first hominids or members of the human family. The species Australopithecus afarensis appeared about 4 million years ago and gave rise to two principal lines of Australopithecine, the gracile, slender, and the robust. The first members of the genus Homo appeared more than 2 million years ago. They were tall, with a slight build and a cranial capacity 50% larger than that of robust Australopithecine. The first stone tools are attributed to Homo habilis. After Homo habilis came Homo ergaster, considered the first hominid to have migrated out of Africa, in particular to the east. The use of tools. Homo ergaster could control fire and had a new characteristic tool, the biface. A stone tool worked on two sides. About 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus appeared, who was about our height, with a skeleton very similar to ours, and a decidedly more developed brain than Homo habilis. Remains of Homo erectus have also been found in the Far East. Neanderthal man, 200,000 to 30,000 years ago, used simple stone tools. The Neanderthals buried their dead, often with food and weapons. About 30,000 years ago, the Neanderthals disappeared as they started to compete with Homo sapiens, who was equipped with more modern technology. Global migration theories. According to the multi-regional hypothesis of evolution, represented by the Candelabra model, approximately 1.8 million years ago, numerous migrations from Africa took place, which determined the formation of different populations. In contrast, in the Noah's Ark model, a small group of modern human beings, starting from one particular place, colonized the whole world.